Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and I heard a really cool thing yesterday that I thought I want to share that on the podcast about if you're afraid that you're going to ask for the wrong thing or you're not going to ask for enough or maybe you're delaying taking action because you think, oh, I'm not ready, or who am I? I need to get these things in order in my life. Here is a really great way to reframe that so that you can get in motion with the desires of your heart. If you are new to me, I am Amy Yancey. I'm an intuitive. I'm a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. So if you are looking for love, I have a Manifest Love in 8 weeks program. You get lots and lots of one-on-one support from me. It's a really affordable program. It's under $200. You get 2 30-minute sessions. You get email support. It's really great. I love it. It's my way that I can serve in a one-on-one capacity while still being budget-friendly. So it's a really great program. Next thing, if you are ready to activate the energy of abundance in your life, I have a brand new program, Abundance for All, 8 sermons on prosperous living, the latest and greatest information on abundance and how you can infuse abundance into every aspect of your life so that you completely shift your consciousness around money, around finances, around what is possible for you. Shift into a state of abundance so you can open yourself up to higher levels of earning, higher levels of having, higher levels of being. Because when, and this is something I think you'll see a lot in the internet, and I think it's probably one of the greatest pieces of information circling for consciousness-seeking people. When good people have money, they do good things. And now more than ever, we need more good on our planet. And however way in which you want to use your money, it's up to you. But I know if you're listening to this program, you are a good person and you are going to do good things with money. So do not worry for a second about what it means to be rich. And my program, Abundance for All, is designed to help you be rich. So that starts. The sermons will start to be released on next Wednesday. And you can sign up until then. You can even sign up after because they're recorded. You can be on the call live and you can definitely ask me questions. I give you an option to ask your burning question and I will create a sermon to address that question. So sign up for that, Abundance for All, on my website, IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. And if you are really, really ready, you just want to go to the next level. You know that you are worthy of so much. You know that there's a vision on your heart. You know you came to this planet for a reason. Then my program, I forgot my own pitch. I can see it in my mind. Massive Result. Yes, Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package is designed to help you, the big-hearted, big-dreaming person, go to the next level. And if you keep hitting a wall, you keep going for it a little bit and a little bit and a little bit, and you feel like you're not getting where you want to be, I designed Massive Result to help you second by second clear away all the blocks and barriers between what you desire. So Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. All can be found at coachingwithamy.com. Click Work With Me. Everything will be there for you. All right, so let's talk about this little tip that I think will shift things around for you. If you are in a place where there is a desire on your heart, and it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger, and maybe you do a little bit towards it, you might take a little action, you might maybe listen to a transformative audio around that particular area. Maybe it's love, maybe it's money. maybe it's a career. Maybe if it's career, you contact your network. You're trying to find that right opportunity for you. And now you're feeling like things are slowing down for you. You were really excited about it. It was awesome. Yeah. And now it's slowing down. A couple of things are going on. You're probably getting too intellectual about it, right? And you might be looking at it from the lens of the past. So I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to fuck it up. Well, first and foremost, the new belief I want you to shift into is you can't fuck it up, right? And I get it. There are definitely times in my life where I look back on my life, I'm like, oh shit, I don't want to repeat that mistake. And in my present moment, it's slowing down my progress, right? So you can't make a mistake. You can't fuck it up, okay? Second, you're never done. This is what I was listening to, Abraham Hicks. It was, you know, I'm manifesting a home, so I'm listening to everything. I'm manifesting a home. And it was someone that had come to the mic to ask a question. And they were going through all the dreamy things they were doing, the visioning, the board, the walking. And she's like, yo, I'm paraphrasing, yo, that's great. Are you holding some limiting belief about whether or not you can afford that home? And the person didn't want to answer that question. And they're so kind, Abraham Hicks. They never like push people the way I would as a coach. I'd be like, I'm sensing there's an issue there. Let's work on that. But they talk them around this issue. But where it took them, where we went in this talk they were giving, was that you're never done. And so say you manifest, you're ready to manifest a home now. If it's on your heart, it's now is your time, right? Whatever it is that's on your heart, now is the time. And you can spend your days visioning and trying to get it right and make sure you're asking for the exact result. But at the end of the day, it's right now. It's on your heart. That's God's sign to you that now is your time, right? And so the more you can embrace that now is the time and it does not need to be perfect, and say you manifest and it's not right, guess what? You get to manifest something else. And what it does, if you can really lean into what I'm saying to you right now, it takes all the pressure off. It takes all the pressure off. Right? You don't have to get it right. You don't have to be a perfectionist. If it doesn't work, you can manifest something else. And I know people are like, but Amy, I did all this work. I want it to last forever, particularly around love. I get it. I did a lot of work around manifesting a husband. I got a husband. He's amazing. He's my dearest friend. He is not my husband anymore. And you know what? I know I can manifest another husband. Period. That is when you are living in the high vibrational state of abundance, which is what we've been called to do as humans. When we are going into lack and limitation, we are projecting that out into the universe. So what do we get back? Less and less and less, right? And so if you are in the vibration of being fully and completely abundant, no, you can always manifest something else. It doesn't have to be your forever home. It doesn't have to be your forever relationship. It doesn't have to be your forever job. You can evolve, and God's on your side in that process. God's not looking at you saying, you got to get this right. If you don't get it right, you're fucking up. No. Now, if you have made some mistakes in the past and there's a lesson to be learned, learn the lesson. Right? I have found that most of the mistakes I have made in the last 5 years have been the result of going against my own value systems. Things that I intuitively knew to be true about life and true about my life in particular, when I went against them, because I was in a state of vulnerability and I start listening to somebody else instead of taking responsibility for my feelings and accepting that there is a way and stop caring about what other people were thinking. Usually when I'm in a heightened state of vulnerability, it's because I'm so concerned about, oh my God, what will people think if this, this, and that, right? And all of that goes against my values because I believe in being true to yourself and trusting your passions and where you're drawn and your true sense of well-being in the world and where you're being pointed to from within. And no one can give that to you but you, anytime I've gone against that in the last 5 years, that's when it's been a mistake. So if for me, the lesson is, hey, Amy, stick with what feels good. Stick with what feels right. And if you don't have an understanding of it, go back to the basics and say, what really matters to me right now? Right? And then from there, you can create. Who says you have to wait? Who says you have to wait? Even me. Like, I was on this program and I was telling you, like, hey, guys, I'm not really dating right now because these things aren't in place in my life. There's one big one that's pretty major. But I can still be actively pursuing the love that I desire while actively pursuing all these other things. I had this really funky belief because I started this novel business. I'm like, okay, until I get this number of books out, I can't enter into anything. Well, what kind of person am I attracting if I can't do the work that I love while I'm in that relationship? I'm going to still be writing books. So me saying to myself, oh, I got to do this, and if I can't do this, then I can't be in a relationship, that's just bonkers crazy. And not totally. I think there was definitely a period of my life where book number one had to get out because it was such a – it was new. It was a hot-button thing, right? And, you know, and I needed all of my energy to be devoted to that. But now 5 books later – cumulatively, yeah, I can totally be in a relationship and write a book, right? So if the desire is on your heart, if you want to be in a relationship, if you want to be in shape, if you want to launch a new career, if you want new friends, if you want to make a move, if it's on your heart right now as you are listening to this program, that is your sign from God that it is possible for you. And the more that you lean into the idea that it's possible for you, that a way will be made, even if it doesn't make logical sense, even if you're like, oh, how will this happen? I don't have enough money. I'm not there yet. You know, I don't have enough right pieces. Just follow the desire. Because what will happen is you'll create something, and then you'll create something else. You'll create something, and then you'll create something else. And the universe will support you every step of the way. You can't fuck it up. You can't fuck it up. You are amazing. You're worthy of love. You're worthy of your desire. You're worthy of abundance. You're worthy of doing work that nurtures your soul and raises you up. You are worthy. Now is your time. Now is your time. And expect the best. What you expect is what you will create. And if you are expecting shame, if you're expecting fear, if you're expecting it not working out, if you're expecting that it's not meant for you, then that's what you're going to create. But if the desire is on your heart, that answers all of your questions. So expect that the desire on your heart will manifest because by the very nature of it being on your heart, you can have what you want. 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 You can have what you want right now. And it doesn't need to be perfect. Be thoughtful about it. Put everything in the container that you feel needs to be there right now. And, you know, let's just say it's not the castle, right? And it winds up being a studio apartment. Good. You'll get to the castle at the right time. Who says you have to delay having that home? Because it's just an energy of vibration. Same with relationship. And yes, I know there are people out there who want to be married forever. If that is a desire on your heart right now, still get out there and still be looking very specifically for someone who shares the value that once they get married, they want to be married forever. That's easy, right? So you can have what you want. 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 Expect the best. God wants you to be happy. God wants you to have the desire of your heart. Life will deliver what you expect. You create what you expect. Your desire will work out. Expect your desire to work out. And as you start to lean into this idea of expecting that your desire will work out, you'll get really clear about what the desire needs to be at this point in time. Right? It's all working. You are amazing. Thank you for listening to this program. Check out Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Look at the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. Look at Abundance for All. Sign up for Manifest Love in 8 weeks if you're looking for love. I've got something for everybody. I'm here to serve you in all ways. Until next time, take care of yourself. Goodbye.